Sabian. You're in love with a psycho. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM. 087-4100-102 is our text line. And you can text or WhatsApp into that, or you can Snapchat into Dermot and Dave.
Time for Maria's telly, but lads, on Today FM and all around the country tonight, it's on about one TV show.
The Nationwide?
Yeah, that's it.
Nationwide.
Yeah, it's a best of.
7 o'clock or two, one, can't wait.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Right, Maria, apart from the Late Late Toy Show.
Yeah. Well, I'll start. I'll give you going north.
Apart from? Why are we not?
Well, what I mean is, like, you know, you're just kind of wasting your breath with anything else on tonight, but there's a whole weekend's worth of telly to talk about as well.
Well, there is, but I suppose the Late Late Toy Show, you know, the repeats and everything, like people go insane for this stuff.
And plus, it's the Twitter companion. It's the ultimate Twitter companion TV show, isn't it? People commenting on everything.
Yeah, that and Dermot Bannon's Room to Improve. The two of them are the greatest comment along Twitter things. Just open your Twitter and let it just fly. Put in whatever the hashtag is, Late Late Toy Show, and just watch it.
Wasn't it last year where Dermot Bannon gave the young girl who wanted to be an architect a few pencils and a pad? Do you remember that? I was like, gee, thanks, Dermot.
I don't remember that, no. Maybe it was.
Yeah, because there was some celebrity on it who gave somebody something really cool. And then Dermot Bannon just gave her a couple of pencils.
Maybe they're special architecture pencils. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, there is a rumour that Picture This are going to be on it.
Oh, right.
So I don't know if they're the celebrity guest tonight but they're very tight-lipped about it.
They're very tight-lipped
about
everything.
They say they're watching it in their onesies.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But there's obviously going to be those moments that'll, you know, live online all weekend, and
be an horologist.
I love that guy, John Joe. It's a Little Mermaid theme, which is my favourite.
It is your favourite film. You always talk about that.
I love the Little Mermaid.
Yeah,
it's Merman,
or as my nephew calls it, the Blue Mermaid. Now I don't know where he got that from, but sure.
And coincidentally, I actually do have the black lung at the moment, so you know it all works out pretty nicely. Yeah.
Okay, so what else is happening?
So Graham Norton, he has Elton John, Stephen Fry, Carey Mulligan, Robbie Williams, and Pink. I mean, fine.
It's no Late Late Toy Show.
Fine, yeah, it's no Late Late Toy Show. So that's a good month, a good solid month of the Late Late beating Graham Norton.
Yeah.
The best thing about The Kingsman 2, the film, is Elton John.
Right.
He's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
He's like really, really funny. Just playing like an angry version of himself, which is pretty much himself.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just
himself.
I watched
it last night, actually.
Oh yeah.
Only half of it, because then I fell asleep.
That's gonna happen.
But that's not. That's.
No reflection on the movie.
No reflection on the movie. That's me being pregnant and not sleeping through the night.
Maria, in fairness, pregnant or not pregnant, you just fall asleep all the time.
I do. In fact, I feel it coming on. Netflix. I have a couple of bits of news from Netflix.
Yeah.
So Dermot, you've been watching Mindhunter, isn't that right?
I have. Yeah. Very good.
I found it a little bit hard to get into, but I will give it another shot.
It's a slow starter.
Yeah. Charlize Theron is the executive producer, or one of the executive producers on it. They've just been announced for a second season.
Oh wow,
that's
first one's only just gone up.
So the first one's only just gone up, so we don't have a date for the second season.
Right.
But go watch the first season, because the second season's coming out.
Fair enough.
There's no better reason.
Yeah.
And then, have you ever heard of The Umbrella Academy?
No.
So it's a comic book series from the early noughties. And Netflix are turning it into a series.
Right.
So I'll just give you a little roundup of the characters that are in it.
Yeah.
So essentially it's about
umbrellas.
All these
umbrellas. Going to school. No.
Essentially it's about a family.
Like of umbrellas.
Adopted kids.
No. Okay.
Adopted kids who I'm sure have umbrellas at home.
Right.
And they all have superpowers.
So to do with umbrellas.
It has nothing to do with umbrellas. Let me just clarify. But they've just announced Robert Sheehan as one of the brothers.
Oh, cool.
So the Irish actor.
Yeah. He plays Klaus. And Ellen Page is going to star in it as well. So Robert Sheehan plays Klaus, who is a drug addict and a lovable mess of a human being. That's all it goes into on his character. There's another brother called Luther, who is the leader of the Umbrella Academy. Don't know why they're called the Umbrella Academy. There's another one called Allison, who is beautiful, elegant, and formerly world famous movie star who possesses the power of suggestion. So anything she says aloud comes to pass. I want to be Allison.
Wow.
I want to be her.
I gotta say, as a woman, you are her. You just make suggestions and they happen. Would you ever pick your stuff up off the floor? Magically it happens.
Yeah.
See?
And I suppose in here I just have to nag you enough and then you'll do what God I say. Knows.
Would you ever do some prep for your show? I mean,
okay,
for God's
fine.
Sake.
Oh God.
Maybe I am, Alison. Diego's a skilled, intense vigilante who has a real problem with authority. And number five, who is the youngest brother, appears to be a 13-year-old boy, but is in actual fact a 58-year-old man trapped in the child of a body. He's the one I want to see. He's
brilliant.
Is that what I said? Yeah. The body of a child. Sorry.
I was too good.
He's the one I want to see the most, but I'm waiting on a date for that. But I think that sounds really interesting, as boring as I made it sound just there. Well, it is quite interesting.
Well, I like the way Robert Sheehan's superpower is that he's a really good drug addict. That's amazing.
And the Umbrella Academy sounds like the ultimate third level degree for an Irish person.
Oh yeah.
You can just study all the types of rain, how to protect yourself, everything about it.
And then I have two movies of the week. The Santa Claus, what a movie, is on Saturday at 6:30 on RTE1.
Okay.
And Ted is on Sunday at 9:00 on E4.
Nice.
Be a nice
Christmas
weekend
movie,
though,
is it?
No, it's not, but okay.
Solid,
it's a good movie.
Solid choice, Maria.
Yeah.
Well done. There is Maria. Enjoy the toy show. Let us know how you'll be watching it. It's Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
You know I'm back like I never left.
I never left.
Another sprint, another step.